Welcome to Wolf 359.
Number 1. Cape Canaveral, 2013.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm...
Ma'am, Lieutenant Minkowski reports.
That's very nice. Super impressive. Boy, they were not kidding about you. Thank you for coming in on such short notice. We had a hiccup in our staffing for this upcoming quarter and... Oh, you can relax. At ease, or whatever it's called.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a seat.
Yes, ma'am.
And stop it with that. I'm not ma'am. My name is Rachel Young. I'm one of the managers here at Special Projects.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You can call me Rachel.
Yes. Thank you.
The director will be with us in just a moment. Have you been introduced?
Not yet.
Well, don't worry. He doesn't bite. Much. Okay, no sense of humor. I'll just make a note of that in your file. All right, here's the pro tips. You speak only when you're spoken to. Keep your sentences short and to the point. Be very judicious with your eye contact. He asks you a question, you answer. Don't lie. He'll know. Nobody knows how, but he always knows.
What do I...
Him, you address as Mr. Cutter or Sir. Got it? And for God's sake, relax. It's just a job.
Hello, hello. Rachel? Are we ready in here?
Of course. Sir, this is...
Lieutenant Minkowski! Welcome, welcome. It's so good to finally meet you. No, don't get up. I want to thank you for coming back in on such short notice.
Not at all. I was very pleased to get the call.
My name is Cutter. I'm the Director of Communications here at Goddard.
Communications?
And I supervise a few other things here and there. How was your flight? You were coming from...
D.C.
It was good.
Excellent, excellent. Can we get you anything to drink? Water? How about a nice chai? Would you like a chai, Renee? Can I call you Renee?
Of course. Whatever you prefer.
Super. Well, Renee, all three of us are very busy people, so let's get down to business. We've got an opening in our Deep Space Division that we'd love to talk to you about.
Yes, sir.
When can you start?
Excuse me?
We want you to work for us.
Congratulations.
What about the interview?
Renee, have you seen your file? This was your interview.
Top marks at the Air Force Academy and the highest score on the flight exam they'd gotten in years. Active service with the 960th Airborne, 3 years as squadron leader, then 4 years as flight instructor at the Academy. You've got glowing reviews from your superiors and your students.
You sounded great.
You got a near-perfect score on the technical space flight exam. Passed the sim check with flying colors.
Everything about you just screams... This woman has the right stuff.
Great. That's great.
But it's not what you're expecting to hear. Is it?
Sir.
No. I don't think so. Which means there's something that we need to talk about. You never answered my question.
Question? I'm sorry, sir, but what question?
Did you Want something to drink?
Oh, whatever you're having.
Leah, can we get 3 chais in Boardroom 3, please? So, where were we?
Sir, if I could explain, space exploration is... it's a dream job. It's my dream job.
We know.
It's in your file.
Right. And that's why I applied to the NASA flight program, and I was rejected.
We know.
It's in your file.
Right. So I took a year to work on my portfolio, and I tried again, and...
they rejected you again.
5 times. We know. It's in your...
my file! Yes! Thank you. Listen, I'm really honored that you would consider me for one of your navigator positions, but...
but why would we want to work with someone who's failed to make astronauts so many times? Maybe it's because, unlike our friends over at Houston, we're not bogged down by politics.
All they want is poster children and sob stories they can use to get more funding. We like people who can fly spaceships.
If you're not homemade apple pie enough for them, their loss. Of course, there is also this.
My father?
Andrei Minkowski. The Andrei Minkowski. Astrophysicist extraordinaire. Half of what we know about black hole theory is thanks to his research. He would have probably cracked the Preskill theorem 5 years earlier than we did if he hadn't taken an early retirement. That man was your father, Renee. We like you because you were looking up at the stars before you could talk. We like you because this isn't just your dream job.
It's always been my dream job.
Exactly. Also, you got the job wrong.
I'm sorry?
You'd be handling the duties of navigations officer, but that would be in addition to your main duties as commanding officer.
Sir?
We want to give you command of one of our TX-500 model stations. Standard survey, biomolecular, and SETI protocols.
Are you serious?
That's, are you serious, sir? 3 months of training. After that, mission rotation is 2 years, open to as much as a 460-day renewal once you are up there. We'll buy out the remainder of your contract with the Air Force, but you will have to renegotiate with them if you want to return to service afterwards. Training begins in 30 days. Mission launch is at the end of the quarter. Sign at the dotted line and initial at the top of every page.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
No, there's no... no, I'm sorry. This is amazing. It's just... this is very sudden. It's a fantastic opportunity.
Once in a lifetime.
But it's a long time. And it's coming up very quickly. I want to do this. But before I can commit, I need to speak with my husband.
Oh, that's right. You're married. How is your husband? He's a...
journalist. Making a relatively comfortable $75,000 after taxes.
Oh, we can make that a little more comfortable, can't we?
I'm still going to need to discuss this with him.
Your father was a brilliant man, you know.
Sir?
I'm not just saying that. History's not always kind to the people who... almost changed the world, but by all accounts, it sounds like he was something else. Your mother, too. Young French diplomat, working behind the Iron Curtain. Not a lot of people could have done as much as she did. And they would have done so much more if they hadn't stopped. If they hadn't gotten married and had kids. Well, one kid.
How did you...
our vetting process is... very thorough.
You never quite understood it, did you? They had so much going for them, and where did they end up? 30 years teaching checked-out students at a bad California college.
Sir,
you know what you look like, Lieutenant? With your perfect salute and your extra starched uniform. Like someone who very much wants to matter. To do something important. You moved to the States when you were 9. English is your 4th language, but you speak it perfectly. How old were you when you started trying to get rid of your accent? 13? 11? Also, that one day, if you worked hard enough, if you were good enough, they'd forget where you were from and let you in. Let you go all the way. Don't make your parents' mistakes, Renee. Show them what you're made of. 2 years with us, and no one will dare reject you again.
Damn it all. My husband is going to kill me.
Excellent choice, Renee. Excellent choice. Allow me to be the first to congratulate you, Lieutenant. Oh, what am I saying? Commander Minkowski. Welcome to the team.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Shajarko. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. And the role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.